One of the first meetings Baker had after checking into the Astor House was with a broker named Theodore Allen, who agreed to be a snitch and explained how the recruiting frauds were usually carried out. Allen also provided the detective with names and addresses of the city's most notorious brokers, no doubt wanting to clear some of his competitors from the field. As he had done in many previous cases, Baker hatched a sting. He posed as an upstate New York supervisor visiting the city to fill his enlistment quota. Two bounty brokers, James Devlin and James Cabron, showed up at his hotel room with 16 sets of naval enlistment papers they were selling for $525 apiece. Baker paid the men with a wad of cash the War Department supplied him for the sting. He then promptly arrested Devlin and Cabron and squeezed out of them a story even the seasoned Secret Service chief found astounding. All around New York, phony enlistments by the thousands were being processed. The town of Delhi to the north, for example, had filed its quota of 223 men with forged enlistment papers, and not a single man enlisted, Baker reported in a memo to the War Department. Forged papers are daily sold in public saloons. They can be bought any day at the Merchant's Hotel at Cortlandt Street. Devlin and Cabron confessed that their scam had roped in numerous recruiting officers and clerks being paid off at the Brooklyn Navy Yard Enlistment Center. The center's commander, an old cripple easily manipulated, had his duties practically taken over by the con men. An elaborate shell game was staged to fool out-of-town enlistment officials desperate to fill quotas, Devlin and Cabron explained. Two clerks in charge of the books at the Naval Enlistment Center copied the names of all the recruits legitimately enlisted each day and sent them to the two brokers, who wrote them on blank enlistment forms. The brokers then took the forms to a notary on their payroll, who certified that the recruit named on the form had appeared before him and had been properly sworn in. Devlin and Cabron then sold the seemingly legitimate enlistment forms to unsuspecting officials with quotas to fill. If the out-of-towner wanted to check that the enlistments had been properly recorded before he paid for them, Devlin and Cabron had a ruse to take care of that.